Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hello and welcome back to the What We Said podcast.
Hey guys.
Happy Tuesday. Oops, sorry. I'm giving you a little ASMR with my iced matcha. JC just made me some matcha in
the blender.
Never done that before.
Super easy way to make matcha. You just mix matcha powder with whatever milk you want. I put some honey in there as well for myself because I like it a little bit sweeter. But yeah, and then you just pour it over ice and add some creamer. So
it's
good.
Really good. It's. I think that's a great actually hack for people who don't drink matcha often or just getting into it, because you can use a matcha whisk with the tea. You like mix it with a little water, you make a paste, and then you add it.
But it's kind of a lot of work. Like that's what stops me from making matcha, and I'll just make chai most of the time because I'm like, it's just so easy to make. But doing this is really simple.
Yeah.
So.
Or if you have a frother, it's easy to make as well. It's kind of similar, but blender is great.
Yeah.
Especially if you have a Vitamix.
I
go get one
Vitamix.
By swiping up my story so I can make $100 off of it.
Wow, just you make $100?
No, I have no clue. I don't think I've ever actually sold a Vitamix.
Oh, I do love my Vitamix.
I don't know
Vitamix.
Why I've never linked that. Wow, I'm stupid. Anyways, today we are doing embarrassing stories.
Most embarrassing moments you've ever had. I cannot wait for this one.
These are always our best episodes. From the beginning of time, these have always been our favorites. And so we're bringing it back for you guys because you're spoiled. Rotten brats.
Because you're spoiled, entitled brats. I think we will only talk about this for a second, but I feel like we do have to address that the Suns lost the series because we've been hyping them up all, well, not all season, but I'm like, Devin Booker who?
Shiz. I forgot about that.
So did I. Like, I've kind of moved past it because it's been a little bit now, but I feel like we have to say it on the podcast because we've been talking about it for months.
Yeah, we do acknowledge that the Suns did lose, but you know what?
They're winners in our hearts.
Here's a good analogy. People were being so mean to the Suns in the comments on the YouTube like channels, like just people bagging on them so hard because they got so close. And so this is a good metaphor for life. Like, don't be afraid to try for things at, you know, the expense of failure because it's embarrassing to fail. At least you tried. At least the Suns got to the finals.
That's really an amazing accomplishment.
Yeah, no one's talking crap about the other teams who didn't make it to the finals. It's just because they made it so close. But you know what? That's okay. We're proud of our Suns. We're going to be watching next season.
Totally.
And we're always going to be, you know, big Booker fans.
Totally. And
yeah.
Well, sorry.
I know exactly what you're about to say. So go ahead and say it.
I don't think you were. You do.
We'll see.
I'm about to shock you. No, I feel like we had mentioned before that our love for the Suns was conditional.
Oh,
like
we were,
you know, at the very beginning of our love when it started, we're like, oh, if they lose, we're just going to like stop caring. Mm-hmm. But now I feel so invested that
I'm even more invested.
That I'm so excited to watch next season. And I just like love them.
Yeah. Brief rundown. Monty Williams, amazing guy. Fantastic.
Coach.
Great sport. Great human being. Devin Booker. He is not a baby. And if you do message us that, I will block you because the man broke his nose in 3 places and still played the rest of the game. Chris Paul, still a legend. I don't care what anybody says. Crowder. Love the guy.
Oh, love his energy.
Love his energy.
Love his energy.
Cam Johnson.
Bay.
Bay. Who else am I missing?
Cameron Payne.
Cameron Payne, Bridges. Love the whole fam.
Love everyone. Like, Everyone out there did a great job. We love the crew. We love our Phoenix Suns. And
we also love, we will say, after the game ended and it was very sad because they were celebrating, I will say when Giannis was crying and he had
celebrating.
Yeah, and he was so happy.
It was touching.
And he's a great guy, I will say. I was happy to lose to the Bucks because they are classy, great. They did so good.
Yeah, like, they Giannis played so well. They deserved it.
He played like a god. Like, he was so good. And at the time, I was mad, but you got to love him. You got to respect the game.
Totally. Love
Anyways.
It. Love our Milwaukee gals still.
Yeah. So.
So now we're moving on from NBA Corner for a few months.
Don't worry. We'll be back in November. Season. Wait, when does it start? November, I think James said.
Yeah, I think it starts in November. I want to give a very, very quick life update because I feel like we should really dive into these stories. But, I just wanted to say that I started CrossFit, which is a cool update in my life. That's the only thing that I have to update you guys on. But
I've only been doing it.
I'm currently bedridden because my back hurts so bad. But I've only been to two classes. So it's, well, three. So it's very new. Only two classes in LA. One in Hawaii when we were in, when we were there with Jordan and Kemper. Jordan and Kemper do CrossFit. If you've seen their bodies and their Instagram, you understand why I want to also do CrossFit. Yeah. Because they are absolutely ripped, so strong, so athletic. And anyway, they've just been kind of telling us about CrossFit for so long. And I've always just been super intimidated. But we started going and I actually think I really like it. And I'm excited. I told myself I just want to go 2 to 3 times for a month and just give it a month.
Just see how it goes.
And see how it goes. And if I'm like, you know, I feel like that's a good time to be like, okay, I'm into this, or I'm kind of like, eh, I don't care.
You know what I will say? Yeah. What is so good about CrossFit from what I've heard from people, I've only been to one CrossFit class and it actually wasn't as intimidating as I thought it was.
Yeah, it's not as bad as you think.
But the people that do CrossFit, they do it for a long time. It's like sometimes people will do these classes, but they go for like 3 months and it's like a little bit of a, oh, I tried this cycling class or I tried this class and it's like, CrossFit people go for years.
Yeah.
Like they are dedicated. They stick to it. It seems like a very consistent thing. My brother-in-law, Joe, loves CrossFit. He's super good as well. I was going to say, everyone that I know that's like super fit and like very much toned.
Yeah, toned and have a lot of muscle.
Yeah, they go to CrossFit. So
yeah.
And excited I think for that to become you. Not that you are not already toned and awesome.
Like, interesting. No, that's where I'm going. Yes, for sure. I feel like it's also a misconception. I think that like you're just going to get huge and bulky and like crazy. But Kemper was kind of saying like, whatever your natural body type is, it's just going to be like
stronger.
Like it's not like you're randomly going to become like, you know, a huge bodybuilder if you're like a petite person or vice versa. It's just like, it is what you make it basically.
Yeah.
And it's, so anyway, I've really enjoyed that. So stay tuned. I'll share some stuff on my YouTube channel if you guys want to check it out. But
nice.
Anyway, do you have anything or you want to get in?
No, I have nothing. Nothing stories. New. I am going to Utah today. But that's about it. And I have not been back to Utah in a long time. And I will say I'm excited because Utah summers are gorgeous. Some of the most beautiful times, seasons.
So pretty. The canyons.
Yeah.
That's all I have to say. The mountains. Amazing.
Okay. And I will say it's interesting because remember last week I talked about my rich brother-in-law and I said he was one of our number one fans, but I haven't heard from him. So
okay.
He must have missed the last episode.
Interesting.
I will be bringing that up because I'm going to his rich house today.
In a few hours, I'll be bringing that up shortly. I feel like we have to say also huge thank you guys to you guys for your support on our merch launch because you guys are crazy. You actually crashed the site in
one second. You're literally crazy.
You're actually wild and you need to be restrained. We're so grateful. You guys
sold
out
the
merch really quickly and we're able to restock. And so we're just super happy and we're excited for you guys to wear the merch. It's so cute. The phone cases are so cute. Hopefully at this point too, you can maybe still get some phone cases because they are made to order. So it can be for your specific phone. And they're really cute. They have a little bumper around the edge so they're protective. And check that out if you guys are interested. Just follow our Instagram for all things what we said if you guys are into it. But let's get on into these most embarrassing moments. I can't
actually
wait.
No, because I have one update.
Oh, okay.
That the what we said, I will admit that the what we said podcast Instagram has now surpassed the amount of followers that I personally have, which is
really,
you know, it's good, but also what the heck?
It
follow
actually,
both of us.
It has actually surpassed.
Yeah. And actually
shocked.
I mean, I can't really, I haven't really been posting on social media that much, so I can't really
complain
because it's like, what am I telling them to follow at this point? But yeah, interesting.
That is an interesting concept, but
Don't blame him.
Don't blame him.
Yeah.
The feed is popping.
But you wanna go follow first? Chelsea Jade Curtis on Instagram.
We're about to introduce you to a very cute, aesthetic, and effective skincare product, you guys, and brand in general. So I don't know if you guys have seen Glow Recipe. You probably have all over Instagram, honestly. Very eye-catching, very, very cute packaging. And I love their products. So Glow Recipe is a clean, fruit-forward, Korean beauty-inspired skincare brand. Their vegan and cruelty-free formulas pair antioxidant-rich fruit extracts with clinically proven actives for glowing skin. I love Korean beauty products. I got like super into, I like did a deep dive into Korean skincare and stuff. They have so many amazing products. So you also may have seen Glow Recipe all over TikTok. They have had some of their products go viral. Their Plump Hyaluronic Serum is your hydrating, plumping, holy grail serum. It has juicy, antioxidant-rich plum, 5 molecular weights of hyaluronic acid. I absolutely love hyaluronic acid for hydration that fill each skin layer with hydration for visibly plumper skin. Combined with vegan collagen, this silky water gel texture will leave your skin looking healthy and bouncy. So you just use 1 to 2 pumps of the serum after cleansing and before your moisturizer for the bounciest hydrating skin of your dreams.
Plus, all Glow Recipe products will arrive in eco-conscious packaging. Glow Recipe creates products that are good for your skin and gentle on the planet. Their glass jars are 100% recyclable and made of 20% post-consumer recycled materials. They also partner with TerraCycle on a recycling program, so every piece of their packaging can be recycled and reimagined. They also are partnering with Climate Neutral to become carbon neutral in 2022. So get 15% off Glow Recipe with the code WWSGLOW at glowrecipe.com. That's 15% off Glow Recipe with the code WWSGLOW at glowrecipe.com. Go check it out. It'll be linked in the show notes. I don't know about you guys, but being a woman, there are just some complications that come with that blessing, you know?
Totally.
And one of those is trying to figure out how to make your period the most comfortable experience.
Seamless as possible.
Yes. And, you know, there's lots of different things to use. You got to find what works for you. And that's why we're so excited to talk about our next sponsor, which is Flex. So if you want a period product that looks out for your body, your lifestyle, and the planet, then you've got to try Flex. Flex is innovating period care with products that are body safe, made for comfort, and made to keep you moving. There's the Flex Disc, which is a one-time use menstrual disc that fits perfectly inside your body. One Flex Disc can be worn up to 12 hours and holds as much flow as 3 super tampons, which is actually
crazy.
Amazing. It's not a cup and better than a tampon. It's unlike any other period product you've seen before. So just picture like a little disc, basically. It collects the menses instead of absorbs it, and it fits right on snugly up there so that it's not an inconvenience to you as well.
Plus, you can wear it for mess-free period sex and your white sheets will thank you. Flex discs also create 60% less waste compared to pads and tampons. So yes, you consider your Flex your environmental good deed. And if you want to go zero waste and have the planet love you even more, you can pick up the Flex Cup, which is a reusable menstrual cup that Cosmo rated #1. So the patented pull tab makes Flex the only cup on the market that removes like a tampon. It's very easy. You already know how to use it. It's also disability friendly and made with beginners in mind. It's velvety soft, completely body safe, and lasts 4 years. So say goodbye to cramps, put sex back on the table, and lend Mother Nature a hand. Go to flexfits.com/whatwesaid and use code whatwesaid for 20% off Flex Disc starter kits or 10% off your first Flex cup plus free US shipping. That is code what we said at Flex, which is flexfits.com/whatwesaid.
Okay. Hi ladies. So I've had plenty of embarrassing moments. However, this just happened today, moments ago at work. So I have to share it with my favorite big sisters. P.S. Thank you for all your hard work y'all do and the love positivity that you radiate. Thank you.
So sweet.
Here we go. So I'm having a conversation with this super shy IT tech guy at work about cars. Keep in mind, I seriously know nothing about cars, but I'm trying to keep the conversation going. And recently my sister got a new car. So he was asking me what model car she has. I can't remember really. So I just tell him, I think she drives a Volvo.
Oh, shiz.
No, you did not say that.
Not Volvo.
I 100% believed in the moment this was the type of car she has. And I keep saying, yeah, she loves, I can't. She loves her vulva.
No.
And he's just looking at me really weird and kind of dismisses the conversation and goes to the bathroom. It hits me moments later that when I realized, in fact, I was saying vulva instead of Volvo. My sister drives a Volvo. IDK, what's worse, the fact he never addressed it or if he would have corrected me.
That's really funny.
Wow, that is very funny.
That's so good. She loves her vulva.
Okay. Hi, girls. Never get sick of listening to you girls talk, especially about the Suns. We love to hear it. I've been at every home game. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, amazing. Sorry. When you're rich?
Yeah, when you're a millionaire. Okay. She said, oh my gosh, the last game, game five, was very disappointing. That probably was the worst game to go to. Well, or six or...
Yeah.
Or four, any of them.
Yeah, actually three, four, five, or six.
Yeah. Ready for the worst story ever. Hopefully it's not just embarrassing for me to experience and you find it entertaining. I was 12 years old, hair super frizzy with braces, ultimate vulnerable state. My family went to a family reunion at a lake house on the East Coast. You rich, rich girl.
Yeah. I know you have those. I know you're in the, what do they call it? The front seats.
What first class.
Not first class, at the games. Oh. I know you're not in the nosebleeds.
Yeah. We know you ain't.
We did go on our vacation in the Hamptons. I'm like, okay.
There were tons of people I was meeting for the first time, and I tried making a good first impression by doing all of the fun, adventurous things. If you've never tubed at a lake before with your dad driving the boat like a psychopath, you haven't lived. But this time was unlike anything else. I was being whipped around with my boy cousins I had never met. Okay. Wearing a super cute new one piece from Target, LOL. The lake was super choppy with massive waves everywhere. My dad was driving so fast, I wanted him to stop, but I was too scared. Oh, I wanted to ask him to stop, but I was too scared. Of course, I ended up being flown off the tube so high, I fell flat on my butt. But no, it doesn't end there. I come up from the water screaming my head off. I was in so much pain. Felt like something ripped my butt cheeks off.
Oh my gosh.
You're lying. So they rushed to come pick me up. They asked what happened. I literally have no clue. So I just say I hit the water really hard, holding back tears in front of my cousins I just met.
The cousins you just met?
Yeah. Maybe they just live in a different state. Yeah. I don't know. When you're 12, though, it's kind of crazy. Yeah. My mom covered me in a towel really fast. And that's when I realized there was poop all over me.
No.
Literally
no,
everywhere.
No.
All over my yellow swimsuit. It smelled terrible. Oh. The lake water gave me an enema. It did not. It did not.
That is so much worse than I thought. I thought her bathing suit was going to fly off.
My mom explained that to me later because I was so confused how there was poop everywhere.
You're lying to me. Gave me an enema.
Honestly, have you ever had an enema?
No, I haven't. Have you?
Top 10 most traumatizing moments of my life when I was younger. Had an enema.
Like because you were constipated or something?
Something like that. Yeah, like I wasn't feeling well, constipated, whatever. Worst experience. I mean, I think I was probably 10, like 12.
Oh, wow.
So I just remember being like, this is atrocious. Like now I could see.
Because like were you wearing a diaper? Did you have to sit on the toilet?
I just had to sit on the toilet forever.
That's horrible. Hainy.
Not to make this story about me, but it was traumatizing. I remember. I think now what I was going to say is now. But I know maybe like the health benefits, like I could see being like down to do something like that later, you know, now. But
yeah,
the time I was like, what the heck is happening?
Was that the end of the story?
No. Sorry. Oh. That's why I need to continue.
Literally puts the phone down.
Yeah. Yeah. Just starts talking about my childhood trauma. I thought I shizzed myself. Cool. Because I was so scared. But nope. Nasty lake water went up my butt on my family reunion and emptied me out. Love it. Definitely my most embarrassing moment. Later on that trip, I also broke my nose on the trampoline. So that was a plus.
Oh my gosh.
I'm sure I was the laughing stock on that trip, but the good thing I was too young and dumb to notice. Excited to cringe to other people's embarrassing stories. I love you guys.
I cannot believe you pooped all over yourself. That is so crazy. I thought her swimsuit like flew up or something.
Yeah, definitely. And she was going to be like naked.
I'm going to start a freaking petition so that dads that drive boats are not so crazy.
It's too crazy.
It's not funny anymore.
It's not funny.
When you're on the tube, it's not funny.
No.
You're not like, stop, dad. It's like,
I'm going to die.
I'm screaming at the top of my lungs. Slow down.
It's
and
terrifying.
You're just like gripping for like dear life when they're turning.
I'm actually shocked that
you can
get
seriously hurt.
Oh yeah. You can get very, very injured on tubes and boats and stuff. And I actually remember. You okay?
Sorry, it's so loud.
I remember going on lake trips with like my church.
Yeah.
And male leaders doing that and just being crazy.
Yeah.
Like, these are also kids you don't even know. Like, I'm shocked that you're willing to be that crazy.
Exactly.
And like actually potentially.
Like, give me a
level-headed
someone male instead of a crazy, like this is the only time that they're able to take out their rage on like small children.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure your dad's great though.
Yeah.
I'm like, he must be toxic. You should cut him out of your life.
It's like they want to literally see you fly.
Yes.
But it hurts.
It does hurt. Tubing is fun, but
yeah.
It's also like the older I get, I'm just turning into an old person.
Yeah.
Because I'm like,
I'm thinking of if someone's like, let's go tubing, I'd be like, not today, sister.
Oh my gosh. Because you get whiplash. Like, yeah. Your body's just not the same as it was when it was 12, no. When you're just like flying around.
It's crazy.
Okay. Hi, ladies. I have been listening to what we said since the beginning, and I'm happy to finally have something to write in. My embarrassing story happened many years ago, but it still scares me to this day. I wonder if she meant scars. When I was around 12 or 13, I went on a trip with my family to Wisconsin Dells. We went to an amusement park that was half wooden roller coasters and half water park. Therefore, I had my swimsuit on for the entire day. The wooden roller coasters, that
sounds absolutely atrocious.
Terrifying. And also—
a wet swimsuit on wood?
Yeah.
It's going to be no for me.
We're pretty crazy and we're very bumpy. On one of the rides, my swimsuit string started to untie around my neck and I was unable to pull it up due to the speed of the coaster. After a few seconds, my entire swimsuit top had fallen down and exposed my entire chest.
Awesome.
And guess what? It happened just in time.
No. Not for the photo.
For the camera. You're lying. To take my picture. I was horrified.
You're lying.
Of what I was about to see. My nightmares because... My nightmares became true when I walked up with my whole family and the rest of the strangers on the ride to the photo desk after the coaster to see my bare 12-year-old boobs on the TV for everyone to see. I have been scarred ever since. My family always jokes that they probably use that picture on the amusement park website. I love you. Not child pornography.
Yeah, no.
I love y'all and can't wait to listen to this episode. That is so funny.
That
when you're
is
12,
shocking.
There's just nothing like.
Imagine getting off the roller coaster and just walking to the photo counter, and yeah. You know what you're about. You're just like, and all these people are walking with you. Like,
the strangers
behind you, like ready for it to see their photo. I am
and
dead.
I'm sure her face is like so stressed. You know, so it's not like she's smiling. Okay, I'm literally in tears.
That is really funny. Woo, my cheeks hurt. Hello, my queens. First, I wanted to say thank you for bringing so much happiness into my life. Oh, I'm still laughing about that one. I recently started an 8-to-5 office job, and this podcast is truly the only thing getting me through.
8-to-5? They're really pushing it these days.
Yeah, sheesh. As if 9-to-5 wasn't enough. Like, yeah. Goodness.
Sheesh. They're like my 7-to-6 job. Yeah.
And thank you, Beth, for all the hard work you put into making everything happen behind the scenes. I literally screamed when I saw you ask for embarrassing stories. I'm convinced I have the worst one. It happened in middle school, of course, at my best friend's birthday party that I planned. Me, my best friend, and a big group of our friends stayed at a hotel for her party and were so excited to go swimming in the morning. My stomach had been pretty upset from all the junk food we ate, but I didn't think anything of it. We were having so much fun swimming in the pool, but my stomach was still hurting, so I went and sat in the hot tub to see if the warm water would help. Big mistake. Out of nowhere, I had explosive diarrhea in the hot tub. And I just sat there because I didn't know what to do. Thankfully, my mom was there, so I called her over and she helped me get to the bathroom, but not without leaving a trail behind.
Oh, no.
If you know what I mean. I had to throw away my entire swimsuit. My mom told the front desk, who of course had to drain the whole hot tub and close it down for the day.
My friends
were so shocked, but luckily none of us have ever spoken of it again. I truly don't think I'll ever be over this happening. I hope you got a laugh out of my trauma. Love you guys.
Oh, my gosh.
That's bad.
Truly is worse.
When you're young, like, Yes. Oh, my gosh. I mean, now even.
It's not even the fact that, yeah, this would probably be more horrible now.
Yeah,
but, it's not even the fact that you know, do that in front of your friends, that they have to shut down the hot tub and drain it. Oh, when I was a lifeguard, that was like our biggest fear. Like it would happen once a summer where a kid would poop in the pool and you had to literally close the pool down that day. And like, I don't think they drained it. I think they would like shock the pool or whatever. But
like chemicals.
Yeah. Oh,
gosh.
And someone would have to go. We would like literally be in the break room like, okay, who's going to go get the poop? Someone has to go get it
right
out of the pool.
Oh.
You scoop it up.
Sick.
With a net.
With a what?
Oh, a net.
Oh, yeah. They said with a knife
bare
at first. So I'm like, well, a knife. I'm confused.
Okay. Hello, JC, Chelsea, and beautiful Beth. Oh, we're not beautiful. Interesting. And you spelled my name wrong. Cool. Here's my embarrassing story. When I was around 12, I was on a competitive swim team. I was at a swim meet one day, waiting on the bleachers for my race. All the kids wait on bleachers and slide down until it is their turn. As I slid to the side, I looked down and saw a red liquid on the bleachers. I thought it was weird, but didn't think much of it because I was super nervous for my race. Once it was my turn, I stepped up on the diving block, bent over, and saw tons of blood was running down my legs.
Oh, no.
No one told you? Like, you're telling me like none of the, there's people that are sitting there behind you. After I finished my race, I got out of the pool to see the officials trying to clean my period blood off the diving block.
Shoot.
I ran to the bathroom bawling.
Oh, wait, how old is she?
12.
Oh, so that's probably her starting her period.
Yeah,
for the first
exactly.
time ever.
I ran to the bathroom bawling. My mom met me in there and helped me clean out my swimsuit. She told me that when I dived in there, there was a cloud of red following me the whole race. Mom,
don't tell her that, sis. Really? She's like, it was horribly embarrassing. It's like, cool.
I left the meet immediately, even though I still had some races left. I was so mortified about everything, especially the kids that were unknowingly sliding through my blood on the bleachers.
Oh, you know what?
Like, the first time you get your period is already bad enough. Why does it have to happen when you're, like, in public?
Yeah, at a swim meet. You're kidding.
Did I ever tell, like, people have asked us to do bad period stories, which mm-hmm. maybe we could do one day, but I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah.
Let us know if you want us to do that one. But I will say my worst period story was I was a senior in high school. And all through I started when I was in junior high, but I didn't have normal periods. So mm-hmm. it wasn't like, oh, I started and then every month I knew when I was going to start. I had one like three times a year only. So they would come very randomly. So I never knew when they were coming. And my senior year of high school, I think it was like the second to last day because it was finals. And I was wearing white short shorts, like jean white short shorts. And I was taking a final and I remember now like feeling kind of crampy, but I wasn't very familiar with my period. So yeah. I didn't know what was coming. And I walked up to the front of the class, like put my final in. And mind you, this was not even my class. I had to go to a different class to take a final like during the hour because I missed something. I don't remember. Anyways, I go to the bathroom and I look in the mirror and my pants are completely soaked with blood. Like completely, like from the back, you could see. When in these white shorts, I was mortified. Like, there's no way the class didn't see. Like, when I went up to do my final, and I was like, I didn't even look at my seat. Like, my seat probably had blood on it. And I was a senior, too.
Oh, my God.
And I had to call my boyfriend at the time to come pick me up from school. And I had to go to the – luckily, I had dance. We were in dance. So I could go to my locker room and put my dance pants on from the locker. But it was horrible.
Oh, that's horrible.
Like, they were drenched. And I was just like, this is – humiliating. Like, really, the day that I'm wearing white short shorts.
That's horrible. I don't think I've ever had, like, I've definitely bled through things and, like,
yeah.
But I haven't had a moment in public where I'm, like, horrified.
Ugh.
But periods are just the freaking worst. Like, why? Why? Because I always have to come at an unexpected time like that. Really quickly, I want to say
often.
This is not a period story, but just barely, we were in Newport and my mom and I went to the bathroom, like, at the beach. And we were in there and a lady came out and her, it's so hard for me to like, because it's not visual, it's hard for me to explain, but basically her swimsuit was on top of her boob and her whole like nipple was underneath her swimsuit, completely out.
Oh.
And my mom was like
she's wearing a bikini?
Yeah, she's wearing a bikini and her boob, the bottom of her whole boob basically was out of the bottom of it.
Shiz.
And my mom's like, oh shoot. And so she like told her, she's like, hey, like your swimsuit is just like up. And the lady like was kind of not understanding. She's like, wait, what? And she was like looking down and she couldn't see that like her boob was out because she kind of had small boobs and like from, and my mom was like, it's out. And she, anyway, she finally realized and she was like, oh my gosh, thank you so much. Like I would have just walked out of here, like onto the beach like this. And that's on Girls Supporting Girls.
Yes.
If you see a girl that started her period, if you see a girl that her boob is out, something like that, it's
her
like,
her skirt is tucked into her underwear.
Yeah, the toilet paper in her underwear. Like just, you got to say something.
Yeah. It's not embarrassing. It's only embarrassing for them when they get home and no one told them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Huzzah. You guys ever heard of that? It's one of our fave sponsors here at the What We Said podcast. Chelsea and I are both beverage gals. This is a recent thing for me. Chelsea's been a beverage gal a little longer than I have, but we love a nice cool beverage when we're podcasting, when we're at the beach, when we're on a road trip, literally anytime when we're having game nights, whatever. So Huzzah is awesome. It is a bold probiotic seltzer with benefits. They have added probiotics, 3 grams of sugar or less, and it tastes like sunshine in a can. So everything is more fun when you feel your best. That's why Huzzah adds probiotics to their seltzers to help support a healthy gut. I freaking love companies that are doing this now where they're adding actual good ingredients, probiotics, prebiotics, whatever it is, to help your healthy gut while you literally drink soda or like just a healthy seltzer. It's amazing. So tasty and exhilarating when chilled, but non-perishable so you can store at room temperature. Experience bold flavors that pair perfectly with a picnic, backyard hang, and 3 grams of sugar or less, like we said, to help you feel your best before diving into summer.
So here are some of the flavors that they have, and they're all, honestly, they're all good. So you can't really go wrong. But they have raspberry and lemon, which is a tangy fruitiness, and a citrus spark with zero sugar, and just 5
calories. Yes, that's right, ladies and gentlemen. Strawberry and hibiscus, which might be my favorite, actually. I know I said they're all good, but this one is definitely my favorite. And then they also have juicy pear. So that's crisp and bursting with flavor with only 3 grams of sugar and 15 calories. Get your cooler ready and stock up on Huzzah Probiotic Seltzer by using code WHATWESAID for 20% off your order at drinkhuzzah.com. That's code WHATWESAID for 20% off at drinkhuzzah.com.
Introducing one of our favorite sponsors that we've had for a very long time, Ritual. This is the multivitamin company you know and trust. We have used their multivitamins for a long time. So now they actually have protein powders, which is so awesome. Their team of scientists reimagined protein from the ground up and inside out, from how it's made to who it's for and why it is needed. The result is a delicious plant-based protein offered in 3 premium formulations for distinct life stages and unique nutrient needs, all made with the same high standards approach and commitment to traceability that Ritual is known for. So you just add this protein powder into water. You could do almond milk. You could put it into your smoothie, shake it up. Super simple. It's made traceable. You deserve to know what you're putting in your body, you know? So they have a visible supply chain. You always know what's in their formulas and where the ingredients come from and why they're included.
And these are thoughtful, purpose-built formulations, okay? And you guys know that I'm plant-based, and this plant-based formula is for you if you're like me and you are plant-based, or if you're not and you're just trying to eat, you know, add in some more plant-based foods. So they're clean, plant-based formulas specifically created to support nutrient needs of different life stages. So 18 and older, pregnancy and postpartum, 50 and older, 20 grams of pea protein plus a complete amino acid profile made with essential choline to help fill common dietary gaps. So why not shake up your Ritual? To make trying something new less scary, Ritual offers a money-back guarantee if you're not 100% in love. Plus, our listeners get 10% off during your first 3 months. That's the first 3 months, okay? Just visit ritual.com/whatwesaid to add essential protein today. That's ritual.com/whatwesaid. Go check it out.
Hi, ladies. I have been listening to the podcast since day one. I am excited to share my most embarrassing and traumatic tale. Let's dive right in. When I was newly married, I was on my way to get a bikini wax after work one day. And all of a sudden, as I'm approaching the parking lot, my tummy starts to feel funny. I was a little early for my appointment, so I stopped at Whole Foods nearby to use their restroom. I knew something was not right. I'm trying to play it cool while hustling to the bathroom on the other side of the store. Finally, I get into the stall and my insides were screaming. Shiz. As I'm fumbling to get the stall door locked, I realize I'm not going to make it. I'm about to erupt. I pooped in my pants. Ew. Luckily, by the grace of God, I had a spare pair of leggings in my purse. Okay. That is by the grace of God.
Yeah.
I changed and took my shorts off and wrapped them in about 4,000 paper towel sheets. Sorry, environment. And placed them safely in my purse. I knew I needed to get some wet wipes from one of the aisles at the store because I was
Girl, throw those pants away.
I was not about to go to my bikini wax appointment without a serious cleansing. I thought maybe I could salvage the situation, go to my appointment and avoid the $20 cancellation/no-show fee. I grabbed what I thought were some lavender-scented baby wipes and returned to the scene of the crime. Upon using a wipe, I immediately knew I had grabbed the wrong product. Hand sanitizer wipes that contain alcohol on my vahoochie.
Oh my gosh.
It stung so bad. I have to say, to the girl who wrote in and said vahoochie, that is literally I use that word every day now.
Really?
Yes. So whoever you are, vahoochie. I love you and thank you for using or adding that word to my vocabulary and a lot of other people's, I think. It stung so bad. I finally broke down and called the salon and told them I had an absolute emergency and would need to reschedule. Thankfully, they waived the fee. Oh. Next, I went home and had to laugh it off. So I called my mom. We're very close, to tell her my unfortunate story. Unbeknownst to me, my little brother was on speakerphone with her and heard everything. God. That year for Christmas, we all got lavender hand sanitizing wipes from Whole Foods and our stockings from Santa. Cool.
Oh my gosh.
That
I was
going
to say, don't even try to go to that appointment, girly.
No, at that point, all the signs are against it.
Yeah.
You're not getting that wax. You need to go home. You need some self-care.
Yeah. Also, I've heard a lot of like waxers, they'll say like, please wipe completely before you go because they will literally have to wipe poop off of people's butts. If you get a Brazilian and you get like
the whole butt done.
Yeah, the butt. They literally wax your butthole. So it's like, they're like, sometimes people have like danglers and they'll be like,
shit.
This one girl Chelsea did a TikTok and she was like, you know, when providers will do a TikTok, like imitating a client kind of thing. And she was like laying down and she's like, I bet you get a lot of gross stuff doing this job. And it's like me wiping off like the remnants of her last bathroom trip. And she's like, yep, lots of gross stuff because you can't see like what they're doing right down there. So anyways, this is just a PSA that if you do go get a Brazilian wax, like make sure you wipe really good. You know, if you have a bidet, use that baby because you don't want to make your
waxer have to wipe your butt.
Yeah.
Like a baby.
Totally.
Love y'all endlessly, and I can't wait to get my hands on all, on all the merch.
Yeah, I had to. Well,
it's all so cute, but I must say the shirt is on another level of summer vibes. Absolutely adore. Hope you got it. Anyhow, why I'm really here. When I was in college, I worked as a nude model for the art department at the university I intended. Yeah, I can't see this going well right at this point. Yeah. The professor was a family friend, and I always felt comfortable as the art community and students are so respectful. The class was broken up into sections, doing many different poses, some where I was standing, some sitting, etc. One afternoon, the professor decided to do an hour-long laying down pose and propped me up with pillows. I had a long week, and the class generally sketches with classical music playing. So I accidentally drifted to sleep. Who knows how much time had passed when I had was urgently awoken by something, a loud fart.
He did not.
And it was mine. I had
farting.
Not when you're naked. I had loudly farted. To set the scene, the art class is in a tall ceiling warehouse type building. So the fart had literally echoed off the walls. The timer hadn't gone off, so I had just had to continue lying there with all the students staring at me, trying to hold back some chuckles. Goodbye. It was humiliating, but there was nothing else I could do but stare at the ceiling. After the sketch was over, I put on my robe and we all had a good little laugh about it, but it still makes me wince thinking about it. Oh, that's bad.
That's really bad.
That's really bad.
Wow.
Hopefully, like, your legs were closed, you know?
That's worse. It, like, freaking
for the student's sake, though. Not for you. It's like, take the hit.
Sheesh. Okay, first of all, I cannot tell you how much I love and appreciate you and the podcast, your YouTube channels, and all the content. I've been listening since day one. Tuesday mornings are my favorite day of the week because of what we said. I'm so thankful for your constant optimism, vulnerability, and for making me laugh.
Aww.
Thank you. That was really nice. My embarrassing story was about 2 years ago now. It was my first day of graduate school, and as I was starting a new schedule in a new place, I thought I would start out with a new fitness routine. I headed to the gym after my first day of classes and thought I would warm up with a run on the treadmill. I pulled up my notes from the first day to study while I was running and started out at a faster pace. About 3 minutes in, I lost my footing, tripped, and fell on the treadmill.
Shiz.
Okay, that's, first of all, painful and the worst. But that is not all. Instead of falling off the back like a normal person, I decided it would be a great idea to hang onto the treadmill handles, and I was dangling there with my shins being destroyed by the treadmill and couldn't let go or pull myself back
up. Oh my gosh.
Awesome. After the longest minute of my life just being dragged by the treadmill, the girl next to me looked over and asked if I wanted her to stop it. I nodded yes with tears in my eyes. She stopped the treadmill and I limped.
What did she think before that?
Why are you asking? Just stop it.
Like, what are you asking? That she enjoyed that?
She's like, is this part of your routine? Or
she's crying. Her shins are literally bleeding.
I limped down the stairs and out of the door of the gym as fast as I could. I had to call my boyfriend to come pick me up because I could barely walk. I felt so embarrassed. I couldn't stop thinking about the people working at the gym.
Watching
that happen on the overhead cameras or the other people on the cardio deck. Needless to say, I have not run on a treadmill since. I love you girls so much. Thank you for being such a light. That's pretty bad. Like, imagine you just getting destroyed by a treadmill like that. It's horrible.
Oh, that really is traumatizing. No matter, I know when people say like, oh, I fell, it's like, oh, that's funny, that's embarrassing. But it's like, actually, when you do fall and that's you, you're just like, I feel like a complete idiot.
Yes.
Okay. Hello, Chelsea, JC, and Beth. I absolutely love the podcast and have been waiting to share this embarrassing story. It's a good one. I was about 12 when this story happened, which may explain why I made some dumb decisions. I was at my cousin's wedding and had been hanging out with my cousin that night. We had to go to the bathroom, so what did these two young and dumb girls do? We went to the same bathroom stall.
Okay, makes sense.
I feel like I definitely did that. Yeah, well, my cousin went to the bathroom first and was on the toilet when she decided to tell me something that was apparently very funny. I don't even remember what was so funny. Well, I had to pee so bad and started peeing my pants. Like, not just a dribble, I full-on peed my pants. There was a huge puddle of pee on the floor, and as this was happening, the bride entered the bathroom to use it before they left. Unfortunately, she came into the stall right next to ours. Now, you might be wondering how this story gets worse, and listen here, folks. Her dress dragged in the pee puddle.
No, it did not.
Like, what was I supposed to do? Tell her that the bottom of her dress was just saturated in my pee? Probably. I don't know if she noticed, but I'm sure that she did. I escaped to the bathroom by covering my pee-covered dress with a sweatshirt. Thankfully, it was at the end of the wedding and my cousins lived close to the church, so I was able to change quickly, but not before experiencing this traumatic event. Also, the bride, my cousin, does not know the story to this day, and I refuse to ever let her know what happened.
Oh.
She probably got back and like took her dress off and was like, what is that heiny smell?
Like, why is there pee on my dress?
On her wedding day? Cool. Hello, ladies. I love the podcast. I look forward to Tuesdays every single week. You guys have helped my confidence so much. Thank you. I love you, gals. So I work at Starbucks and I have for about 3 years. My horror story begins like this. Chilly afternoon around Christmas time, and a really sweet older lady comes in with a pretty heavy accent and orders a hot latte and gets cash back, $100 to be exact. So I hand her the cash and I swear on everything. I thought she said, "No, hun, that's for you." I literally ran around the corner and hugged her. I literally hugged her and said, "You have no idea what this means to me." Yep, that's right. So anyways, I hug her and she said, "Okay, so can I have my money?" I literally wanted to die. I have not seen her since, and I believe that is a Christmas miracle. Thank you, ladies. Can what I did have she my actually money? Say?
"No, hun, that's for you." You think you're like on one of those TikToks where they give them a big
she probably yeah, she probably said thank you, something thank you or yeah. something, and you said you thought it was "that's for you."
That's bad.
There's nothing worse than
oh no,
thinking someone said something else that like benefits you. You're like, yeah. "Thank you." And they're like, "Wait, like no." And you're just like,
yeah, for both of you, it's so embarrassing because the person has to like be like, "No, sorry."
Yeah.
"But give me my $100.
Oh.
Yikes. Hello, ladies. Love the pod and love you both. Been listening since day one and lots of day one listeners and still love remember that. Downloading your first episode to listen to it on a plane ride. I saw that you were asking for our most embarrassing moments and I knew I had to send this one in because it's so effing bad.
Oh, no.
My husband and I have been married for almost a year. At one point on our honeymoon, we were just chilling in bed. I was looking through our wedding pictures and he was scrolling through Instagram. We started kissing and put our phones down, and one thing led to another, you know, what you do on your honeymoon. However, our attention was somehow drawn to my husband's phone. And when he picked it up to look at his screen, we realized he had started an Instagram live with his palm at some point during the last few minutes. There were like 7 viewers and 3 people had commented. Before he frantically stopped it, all 7 of our fans could hear him say, "How do I turn this off?" And I caught a glimpse of 2 of the comments. One said, "Happy honeymoon." And the other said, "Let's go." Ew. Sick. My poor not tech savvy husband finally figured out where the X was at the top of the screen. And we just sat there in silence for a second. That's so horrible. Embarrassing. A few minutes later, one of our friends texted us in a group chat he created with just the 3 of us and said, "That was hilarious, guys. Love you both." Luckily, he let us know that they couldn't see anything and it was only live for like 10 seconds, but still, so embarrassing. Since then, our phones still go flying across the room before anything happens. Anyways, that was my almost IG live sex tape moment. Love you both. Can't wait for this episode.
I'm the same way, though. I do not have my phone anywhere near me.
No.
Because I'm just like, what heaven if? Forbid, like...
A voice memo,
A freaking video.
Instagram live.
TikTok live. I'm just like, I'm not messing around with any of that.
Get that out of there. Seriously.
Okay. This is my last story. First, let me say the podcast and all your socials are my favorite thing ever. You guys are by far my favorite content creators out there. The podcast specifically is so entertaining and you guys are so much fun. That is very nice. Thank you so much. Here's my story. After my husband and I got engaged, we moved to Hawaii for a summer to work. And lived with my husband's brother who lived there at the time. One of our goals while we lived there was to do the Stairway to Heaven hike, aka Haiku Stairs, which you guys probably know of, or maybe just Chasey since Chelsea hasn't been to Hawaii with a tongue awesome. Out emoji.
Thank you for that.
I do know.
I hadn't thought about Hawaii today.
Of this hike. Anyways, we had to go in the middle of the night since the hike was illegal and we had to take a local with us. So we woke up at 1 a.m. and set off with my husband, his older brother, who's almost 40, and his also 40-ish-year-old male friend. From the get-go, I'm feeling nauseous but convinced myself it was just nerves. It wasn't. The first part of the hike is genuinely a ladder straight up the side of the mountain. About 1,000 feet in the air, I tell my husband, "I'm going to pass out." So he comes up close behind me holding me up because if I fell, I would surely die. As he's holding me up, his front to my back, I lean over the side and start violently vomiting.
Oh.
So violently that my butthole, cannot stay shut. With each heave, out comes a squirt of poop.
Oh.
Right onto my husband's frontal region.
Gosh.
This happened every few minutes over the next 7 hours. But I finished the hike with food poisoning in the rain, in the dark, with poop all over me. And I was wearing light gray leggings. That's the story of when I pooped on my husband. Love you, girls.
I'm so sorry. Why did you not turn around immediately?
Why are you still going on the hike?
7 hours?
I'm telling you.
Food poisoning?
I'm telling you, Hawaii hikes are like nothing I've ever
I was about to say
experienced.
7 hours? You cannot pay me to go on that hike.
There are a lot of hikes there that like I think will be just easy, or people even present them to me as like, "Oh, it's such a fun hike," and it's legitimately 4 hours. I'm like, the hardest thing I've ever done. Yeah. I'm like, this is fun. And the view is, don't get me wrong, the view is gorgeous, but it's like, whoa, these hikes are not easy.
Yeah.
So that makes me want to die, especially with food poisoning. That is just next level bad.
Ew. Oh gosh. Your poor husband too. He's just getting pooped on the whole time. Cool. Okay. This is my last one. I have a super fun, very cringy, embarrassing story to share, and I hope you enjoy it. At my previous job, I worked as a creative director of a women's ministry and had switched to that job from being an admin assistant. I'm way more creative than administrative, so it was a great transition for me. One day we had gotten on the topic of Myers-Briggs personality test, and my supervisor, a coworker, and I were talking about what we were, ENTP here, and how we operated in that kind of stuff. My supervisor was shook when I told her I was a P, perceiver, because of my years working admin. P's are usually more on the creative, less organized side. Several hours later, one of the big bosses in our offices comes to my office at the end of the day and is asking me how I like the transition and how it's going. I was telling him about how happy I was to be creative. With my personality test still in the brain, I look this man dead in the eyes with a smile on my face and say, I'm so happy to finally work with my penis.
No!
I couldn't stop them from leaving my mouth, and I just stared at him in silence for at least 10 seconds before my coworker explained what I was saying. Very embarrassing and now very funny. Hope my cringe makes you laugh. Love you both big time. In case you missed it, she meant like P-ness, like my P-ness, but obviously she said penis.
That's, I mean, this is kind of similar. I hope he doesn't mind that I'm sharing this, but it's not as bad. But Leif's dad has like a macadamia nut farm. He does like coffee. He lives in Hawaii. And
awesome.
He, yeah. Sorry.
Wow, this keeps coming up, doesn't it?
He lives on like a, yeah, they do like as coffee and yeah, macadamia nuts. And so they were like at a store or something.
Does he make macadamia nut milk?
I actually don't know.
He should. I love macadamia nut milk.
Hmm. But he was basically like, so they were growing like the nuts on their farm and they were at a store and he was with someone. I can't remember who, but like, I don't know if he knew them though, or if it was someone he knew, I can't remember, but he was like, oh, he's like, I just can't wait to taste my own nuts. Cause they were eating different nuts.
Oh,
anyway, I always thought that was so funny. Like, it's so funny when you just
say something that sounds horrible. Yeah. Oh my gosh. That's so funny.
These are so good. I want to do this
every day.
I want to do it every day. I just want to read embarrassing stories all day, every day.
I know. They're just too good.
Oh my gosh. Well, thank you guys for writing in.
Yeah, I'm glad you guys had these traumatic events happen in your life for us to laugh at. Because
exactly.
I had a great belly laugh today. Thank you.
Same. Thank you guys so much for listening. Like I said, go check out our Instagram if you guys want to get all the deets, if you guys want to be more involved in our episodes and everything like that. It's at What We Said Podcast. And yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. You guys can also send us in stuff. If you need advice on anything, you can always email us. It's hello@whatwesaidpodcast.com. And we do a bonus episode every single last Friday of the month. And it's just an advice episode where we respond to you guys and give you advice on your situations. So it can be about anything. So you guys can send us those emails at any time and we may read it on the podcast. And yeah, thank you guys so much for listening. We love you. And
that's what we said.
Bye.